Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is Trinity Sunday. When Jesus returned to the Father, he assured his disciples that he would send the Spirit and that the Spirit would always nudge them toward the truth. That same Spirit is still with us today. And I think if that Spirit is telling us anything as a church, it is telling us loudly and clearly that women have to have a much larger voice and a much larger responsibility in the church. And yet it seems to me that church leadership doesn't want to listen to the Spirit. A year ago, Pope Francis appointed a commission to study the possibility of ordaining women deacons. He said recently that the commission couldn't come to a unanimous decision on whether we actually had them in the early church or did not. And so he said we have to shelve the whole thing. What difference does it make whether we had them in the early church or not? We need them now. Jesus didn't allow himself to be tied to ancient traditions. He responded to the needs of people. If someone needed to be healed and it happened to be the Sabbath, Jesus healed him, despite the fact that Judaic law said you can't do that on the Sabbath. What are we so afraid of? There is such a pool of talent that can only make us a richer and a fuller church. We don't continue to live in a patriarchal society, and we have to have women much more involved in the decision-making. That same Spirit is active in each of your lives. Perhaps you have difficulty with a child or a troublesome parent or a coworker. That Spirit will guide you toward the truth and how you should respond. But in order to hear the Spirit, we have to be silent. We have to be still so that we can hear him speaking. And we're not people who like to be quiet. Let's never squash the Spirit, because the Spirit will lead us always to truth. Amen.